Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The European Union's executive arm has joined Google and a group of free speech advocates to oppose expanding the bloc's, quote, right to be forgotten. What it all means for global privacy laws. But first, these tech headlines. Wednesday, Apple announces three brand new iPhones. Check back with the podcast for a full recap. You can also check in throughout the day at WSJ.com/tech for all the latest news and updates regarding Wednesday's big announcement. Meet your new CFOs. They're automated. The Journal says 34% of finance tasks at large global companies are already being done by algorithms and robots, and that figure is set to rise to 45% in 2021. This is according to 700 finance leaders via a survey by Accenture Strategy. CFO Journal's Nina Trentman has more at WSJ.com. Companies worldwide are investing in computer vision-based technology. Translation, robots are producing more of what you eat. Among the biggest users are food manufacturers, who are combining advances in AI software so that automated arms can carry out more complex tasks, such as slicing chicken cutlets or inspecting toppings on a machine-made pizza. Market research says the sensing and imaging market will grow about tenfold to $18.5 billion by 2023, and that's currently being spurred on by worker shortages, rising labor costs, and robots' performance edge over humans. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba agreed to take a 10% stake in one of Russia's biggest tech players, part of a broader deal creating what Alibaba and its new Russian partners say will be the biggest online shopping platform in the country. The stake in Mail.ru Group, one of Russia's earliest and most prominent internet firms, is worth about $484 million. That's a modest investment for Alibaba. Still, it represents an unusually high-profile strategic partnership between Chinese and Russian tech giants. Coming up, the European Union's executive arm joins Google before the EU's top court and what it means for global privacy laws.
Sponsored by Harvard Business School Executive Education, offering four comprehensive leadership programs that transform rising executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
In arguments before the European Union's top court, the executive arm, as well as countries including Ireland and Greece, argued that a global application of the EU's, quote, right to be forgotten would stretch the EU's privacy laws beyond their intended scope, echoing at least some of Google's arguments. Let's get the latest. Joining us now on the road, on a train from Luxembourg back to Paris, actually, is Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner. Thanks so much for joining us, Sam. I know you're on the road.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, this quote, right to be forgotten, a little background, if you don't mind, for listeners. Now, this was established by the same European court in 2014. Can you briefly explain to listeners what it states?
Well, essentially, it gives individuals the right to request removal of search results that include personal information, you know, maybe your home address or maybe information about a criminal conviction that you had or at least an indictment that you were later acquitted for. And search engines have to actually balance your request to remove that information from search results for your name against the public interest in having your name still linked to it. So if it's just you're just a random person, maybe, you know, the balance is such that it should be removed for results from, you know, your first and last name. But if you're a politician, maybe Google wouldn't remove it.
And it's been all playing out in court, Google at the forefront of it. Tuesday was notable in that we got to hear more arguments. Interestingly enough, Google and the European Union's exec arm is in some agreement here. What is the main argument gluing these forces together?
Well, the executive arm of the EU, where they've agreed with Google, is that they don't see how EU law supports it being applied overseas in, say, the United States. France has, through its privacy agency, asked Google to do just that, that, you know, if a European person asks for results to be removed about them in Europe, they want Google to also remove them globally, because otherwise they say that the privacy right conferred by the right to be forgotten isn't really fully given. And so the European Commission actually sided with Google that they think that that goes too far to ask for removals to be global. And that's essentially what the court's trying to decide.
So what happens now? Tuesday was a highly anticipated day. What are the next steps and what I'm sure is going to be a long process here?
The court, you know, has been already working off of the written filings, and they're going to start working on their opinion. The next step is that an advisor to the court, the Advocate General, is going to issue a non-binding opinion in the case, and that will come out on December 11th. And that will be an interesting point to watch, because the court, while it's not obliged to follow that opinion, often does. So that'll give us a hint of maybe which way things are going. And then sometime in the months after that, we'll actually have a final decision.
Sam Schechner, thanks. You were on the road. We hear that train. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.